So let me say a little bit about the difference between lucid dreaming and dream yoga, because they are different. Lucid dreaming is a really wonderful innovation to dream technology that's only been around about 30 years. The principal exponent or proponent you may be aware of is Stephen LaBerge. Are people familiar with his work? He's a really amazing guy, and I've got one of his toys here, and I'm going to be referencing his incredible work quite a bit this weekend. Because for the last 30 years, ever since he got his PhD at Stanford, he has been the world's preeminent authority on academics, lucid dreaming. And some of the technologies that he's come up with are really sophisticated. They're a tremendous augmentation to the traditional Tibetan dream yoga. And that's one reason I feel so comfortable talking about this stuff now, because actually dream yoga is considered one of the most advanced practices in Tibetan Buddhism. And it's advanced because it's so subtle. It's so subtle. I mean, think about holding a thread of awareness, sometimes called constant consciousness, through all states. That's pretty subtle. So that's why it's such an advanced state. But we can make aspirations, we can sort of gain some footing into this advanced practice. And especially using the innovations of lucid dreaming, you will find if you engage with some deliberation, usually 5 to 6 weeks, if you haven't had a lucid dream, you're going to start popping them. And with some of the stuff we'll be doing this weekend, I'm fairly confident that some of you who've never had one, you're probably going to pop a couple while you're here. And you can get to the point where you can have lucid dreams almost at will, like literally every night. So we'll be talking a lot about that. So lucid dreaming, there's no, and here's another word for you, there's no soteriology, okay? There's no spiritual quality to lucid dreaming per se. The word is literally soteriology. I love it. Soteriology, which is basically the doctrines or the teachings on salvation. So there's no salvation involved with lucid dreaming. And you'll see when I introduce some of Stephen's stuff, I'll read some of the literature on here, and it's like there's no soteriology at all in these selling points. So that's the first thing. Lucid dreamers are not interested in waking up per se. Dream yoga is all about waking up. So the second reason they're different is that we're going to talk a lot about what are called state checks, which is really assessing, which is why all these little posters and stuff are around, actually developing what's called a critical reflective attitude about reality and asking yourself, like, am I awake now or am I asleep now? We're going to talk a lot about this. And in lucid dreaming, once you conduct a state check in the waking state, and we'll tell you how to do that, and you determine that you're awake, that's it, done deal, you're done with it. In dream yoga, in other words, from the context of lucid dreaming, what we all perceive right now is as awake as we can get from a perspective of lucid dreaming. From the Buddhist perspective, we're sleepwalking. We're sleepwalking. And we're going to talk about exactly what that means. And lastly, one of the biggest differences is that the insights that are gleaned in dream yoga practice, I should say in lucid dreaming, are not transposed into the waking state. They're kind of pretty much kept within the context of lucid dreaming. The whole purpose of dream yoga is to transpose the insights of lucidity in the dream state to develop lucidity in the so-called waking state. That's the whole point. So we're going to be talking quite a bit about all that.